And now again, complete change of subject. And now we're talking about a giant leap, or maybe quite a slow lumber forward, for genetic research, because scientists at Penn State University have sequenced the genome, more or less, of a woolly mammoth. I love this story. I love all mammoth stories. And the team have sequenced 4 billion bases, or letters, of DNA using the latest technology and also new approach to reading very, very old DNA. And it's also quite cheap as well. And they have about 100 times more data for mammoths now than they do have for any other extinct species. Although actually probably around only 3.5 billion of these letters are actually mammoth, and the rest are probably contaminating bacteria. Now, the researchers think that overall mammoth genome is probably about the size of that of the modern day African elephant. And in fact, they used the elephant genome that they're also working on to try and work out which bits of their DNA they had were mammoth and which were contamination. And the key to this was doing the DNA sequencing from mammoth hair, so the fur of the mammoth. And this is an interesting thing because the mammoths have basically been frozen in Siberian permafrost for sort of 20,000 years. And they also used another mummy that had been frozen for about 60,000 years. And the hair actually preserves the structure of ancient DNA better than bones, because the hair proteins almost act like, you know, plastic wrap or cling film encasing the DNA and helping to keep it free of contamination. It's also relatively easy to get contaminating bacteria and things like that off the hair. And so by comparing the mammoth sequence to that of modern day elephants, the researchers now think that mammoths and their modern cousins separated about 6 million years ago, around the time that we evolved from chimps. But unlike humans and chimps, which we've relatively quickly evolved and separated into two very distinct species, it's likely that mammoths and elephants have evolved at really a much more sedentary and maybe elephantine pace. And this is probably to do with the fact that they don't move very fast, they don't breed very quickly, and they may be more susceptible to things like diseases, which could explain why they went extinct. So maybe those clues to mammoth extinction might be in their DNA as well. And also, it is another step forward, along with the recent discovery that you could actually recreate, you could clone things from frozen cells. It could be maybe another step to bringing back the woolly mammoth, which I think would be so cool.
Slightly scary concept, but anyway.
Oh, I want to see it.